Today is Friday, January 8th. Good morning. This is The World and Everything in It from listener-supported World Radio. I'm Myrna Brown.
And I'm Nick Eicher. Well, one quick request before we continue. We are running low. The cupboard is almost bare on pre-rolls, you know, those listener introductions to the program that everyone loves to hear. So if you haven't recorded one yet, or let's say you'd like to record another, why don't you pay a visit to worldandeverything.org? You can click on the Engage tab, and there you will find all the instructions that you need. It's a tab called Record a Pre-Roll. Simple. Just follow the instructions, send the file on over to us, and remember, we love it when families participate together, husbands, wives, kids too. But please have just one person speaking at a time, and please try to keep your recording to, let's say, no more than 20 seconds, give or take. Thanks so much. Well, next up, Ask the Editor. This month, World Editor-in-Chief Marvin Olasky offers aspiring writers a few tips.
One world reader asked me this week, what are the biggest writing mistakes you see? Today's a good day for me to tackle that because my wife and I are teaching right now a World Journalism Institute course. So here are five ways to improve your writing. First, scientists have found that most so-called junk DNA is valuable, but that's not true about junk ABC. Get rid of words like kind of, sort of, could have, seem to, begin to. Avoid starting sentences with there is or there are. Second, make adverbs rare. Change, she went quickly to, she sprinted. Change, he listened surreptitiously to, he eavesdropped. Avoid adverb or adjective intensifiers like completely destroyed. Third, avoid the wimpy semicolon. Periods, commas, colons are useful, but schedule a semicolonoscopy as soon as possible. Remember that Americans fought a revolution for the freedom to put periods and commas inside quotation marks, not outside as the Brits still do. Fourth, dump danglers. Here's an example. Walking down the street, a statue of George III appeared. Was the statue walking? Listen closely to this example. Topped with pepperoni and covered with extra cheese, the children devoured the pizza. It was the pizza, not the kids, that had those toppings. Last and worst is the passive construction. Here are some examples from recent newspaper stories. Change a sentence like, the party is dominated by a secularist elite, to, a secularist elite dominates the party. Change, day-to-day military operations are managed by U.S. Central Command, to, U.S. Central Command manages day-to-day military operations. Clear, simple, even elegant. Have no pity for passives. They suck the life out of sentences, and they're often ways to avoid responsibility, as in the classic example, mistakes were made. So, avoid those filthy five. If you want to review what I've just said, please go to the transcript of today's show at worldandeverything.org. What's the best way to improve? Find a teacher or friend who will confront you on your mistakes. I'm Marvin Olasky.